When I was asked to choose a topic that addressed some of the substantive issues that confront us today, I chose to speak on a topic of great interest to Jungians in general, and increasingly a topic that is capturing the public. And I gave it this title, The Enemy Within: Narcissism and Human Evil. It could just as well have been titled the same way as that recent public television special, Facing Evil, which was recently produced and which many of you, I'm sure, saw. For the last decade, I have been teaching doctoral seminars on the relationship between psychopathology and evil, and in the course of that time have worked through a lot of very interesting materials that I will not be able to go into with you tonight, but I would just invite you to spend some time thinking about some of the things that we have looked at in that seminar. Tonight we cannot really go through a lot of contemporary cinema looking at the representations of evil, but I would invite you to look at a number of films, indeed a lot of contemporary film in this context, and reflect upon the insights into the reality of radical evil which are presented in those films. You can go as far back, for example, as the film The Forbidden Planet, more recent films like The Andromeda Strain, two remakes. I would recommend that you look at the early version and the later version of these sci-fi classics. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I'm a Donald Sutherland fan myself. The Thing, with Kurt Russell especially. Aliens 1 and 2. And of course that Catholic fantasy, The Exorcist. Now, if you don't get lost in the manic defense of your own humor when you reflect on these films, you will find that if you spend some time thinking about them and what they are trying to talk about, that you will gain a great deal of insight into the human mythic consciousness of what radical evil is about and the kinds of things that it takes to confront it. Another thing that I cannot do tonight that I often like to do is to analyze Scott Peck's book, The People of the Lie, looking at its contribution and its decisive limitations on this topic, looking at the way in which he analyzes the nature of evil and attempts to relate it to contemporary psychopathology, and fails drastically and in a dangerous way. I cannot go through each diagnostic category in the DSM-3R and help you reflect upon each of these in the context of the human traditions about evil, although that is a very fruitful endeavor. And I don't really have the time. The staff is enforcing this time very carefully. We're going to get to the booze shortly. We don't have the time to go into each one of the excellent Jungian writers on this topic and analyze their contribution. And from Jung himself to von Franz, and recently the work of John Sanford, all have made significant contributions. What I will attempt to do is to lead you as quickly as I can through a lot of material in which we can outline a little bit of this major human concern, offer some suggestions as to why Jungian psychoanalysis in particular is by far the most adequate psychological resource in both understanding human evil and in mapping some strategies for challenging its powerful hold on the human spirit.